C'est celui-là, le prochain, ou celui-là? Celui-là, je pense.
Next. Oh, next there.
Yes, okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Very welcome to the 11th Marine Money Super Yacht Finance Forum. Maybe we should change the name to Mega Yacht Forum, or Giga Yacht Forum, or Tera Yacht Forum. You know, we have inflation here, and we have every time larger vessels being ordered. So I'm sure that next year we'll have some surprise of, again, the largest yacht being delivered or so. Today, we have a very interesting range of speakers. In the morning, you will see it'll be mostly about the markets, the sea, some interesting situation in Malta that concerns financiers very much. In the afternoon, we'll talk about things that usually people in Monaco do not talk about, namely about tax. But unfortunately, here even in Monaco, we need to pay VAT, so we are all confronted with that. Very great, very nice of you to have come all the way from sometimes far away to be here in Monaco, especially now that Monaco is looking a bit like one building site, but hopefully it will remain quiet here in this forum. Let me see. Yes, so we'll be talking today about yachts. Now, yachts have one thing in common with refrigerated cargo ships of the 1960s and 70s. They're all white, boring white. So has this always been so, and can't we change that? I think we can. And if you look at this picture, the British, just after the First World War, designed a system called dazzle painting. This was not meant to decorate the yachts and make them look interesting. This was meant for warships so that the enemy was confused and didn't know what the front or the rear of the ship was. There was no radar. Keep that in mind. So actually, some of these Navy ships were painted in this color. Funnily enough, it became a fashion, and there were, in Paris, dresses in these colors, and there were even a few motor cars painted in these colors. Now, oh, sorry, we have to go back. Yes. So you would guess, you would think that the naval architects and yacht designers of these days would be creative and that the clients who buy modern art for fortunes would spend some money on decorating their yachts. No, it is the passenger vessels going up and down between Italy and the Italian islands that are nicely decorated. And the owner seems to be more creative than many of the yacht designers. Here you see not only ferry companies, but also Norwegian cruise lines and some of the other cruise lines like AIDA. They do something creative with this huge white hull. So why don't we do that? Well, there is a scheme here. There is an artist here in Monaco. She has developed a project called Sway. And the nice thing is that it is one of these modern systems that you basically glue a piece of colored plastic on the hull so that if after a while you don't like it, you can still change it easily without doing a paint job, and it actually protects the paint. Anyhow, this is just a little introduction. Now, from a personal point of view, I'm a bit surprised that, contrary to what we see in commercial shipping, we don't see IMO numbers on all yachts. I think that we should have more transparency in this yachting world, and we should perhaps not always know who the owner is, because that should be private. But at least yachts should be easily recognizable, should have an IMO number, and should at least have a recognizable name. And I would be very interested to hear from the representative of the Isle of Man what the name of this yacht is and why the Isle of Man allows somebody to put such sign on a yacht, which from my point of view is not a name. And if it gets, if it hits something and you want to call on the Mari phone, what are you going to say? That is for later.